Welcome, everybody, to the Walking Terra Krista Academy of New Earth Mastery. We're working within the energies of the Inner Earth Cities, the Agartha Network, within the Inner Earth, fifth dimensional cities, crystalline and golden cities of light. We're going to be visiting etherically to the city underneath the area of the Aegean Sea in the vicinity of Greece, the city of Caesarea, to assist us in honoring the remembrance of our galactic heritage, to assist in bringing forth peace and unity within the self, to be upon the earth. This is all part of gaining the inner wisdom of honoring your higher self. As Caesarea is a city that has always been very connected to the Christed galactic beings of many races that have worked with the souls of Lemuria and Atlantis. So we also will be bringing in the energies of Master Hilarion, Master Lendus, and of course, always the Agartha Council of Light, with the dignitaries of the city, who is Lord Mikos. And we will be hearing from Lord Adama with his dissertation to begin. We will do three alms together to bring our energies into wholeness. Take a deep breath. Allow your highest essence of your I Am Presence, Monad, Higher Self, through your solar angel, to connect your energies of the Antikarana all the way up to that wholeness and oneness. At the highest level within your consciousness, moving all the way up a golden staircase of light, allowing yourself to feel the energies of Helios and Vesta and Ra, the sun god, the energies of cosmic master Melchior, the energies of Lord Melchizedek, then Lord Metatron, and then Divine Mother and Father God. These beings holding the frequencies of all the great central suns of the solar, galactic, universal, multi-universal, and cosmic. As you then connect with your angelic self more deeply, moving through all the dimensions of the angelic and into the formlessness and all those dimensional frequencies, you arrive at the Sacred Heart Temple of Oneness at the 144th dimension and are greeted by the three M's of Lord Metatron, Lord Melchizedek, and the Mahatma, who extend around you the platinum netting as you take a deep breath in. It encases you. As you breathe out, they strip it away. divine dispensation to assist in your experiencing the higher energies of your consciousness, allowing for that higher self wisdom to become you. So we also call upon the violet and purple flame from Lady Portia, assisting us to transmute any elements within our lower consciousness that we're holding on to that we no longer need. Interferes with our experience of the higher energies that are available to us as a soul. As we then connect to the pink flame from Master Serapis Bey to fill in any areas that have been removed, our own divine love and divine compassion of the self as our God essence. And calling upon that Christed light of that God self, of the gold flame, of the 12th ray, to completely fill up our energy systems. Soul star to earth star, so the Merkaba spins with that Christed essence within. And to protect that light, we call upon spiritual mirrors to be placed on all facets of the Merkaba as it spins. Your mirrors retract anything of a lower frequency that attempts to enter, so it is retracted directly back to the God source. Also connecting with Archangel Michael for his ring pass knot of the blue flame, as protecting our light is an ongoing part of our ascension process. The decree is acknowledging your Lemurian essence of divine love. As I am integrating more of my light body within me, I am guided to allow the masters to show me the crystalline city of Catharia, located beneath the Aegean Sea, off the coast of Greece, representing the Christic galactics of Lemuria and Atlantis. Lord Mikos is the keeper of this city, working with the Aegean, the Agarthan Council of Light, and Telos, under the direction of King Ra and Queen Ranu Mu. Lord Ashtar guides me into the city, moving into the portal of light, taking me into the Aegean Sea to enter the crystalline city of Catharia. We are met by Lord Sananda and Lord Mikos, who guide us into what is called the Aqua Garden. It is filled with many streams of the sea waters, with plant life that is vibrant and filled with flowing light energies of the rays of God. The colors moving through all aspects within the garden floor and walls. We step onto a crystalline pathway that takes us into a tunnel of crystalline light called the Pathway of Divine Blessings. Lord Mikos walks with me, assuring me that what I am experiencing is very unique. I realize that his statement rings true within my heart. I now feel Lord Sananda urging me to step into a walking meditation. He shares that I am no longer holding my four-body system, but actually absorbing the higher light energies as I now embrace my Buddhic and Atmic light bodies, urging me to rise above the consciousness of my physical self. I feel the presence of my monad light body, opening up the energies for the Lajoic group soul body with my group monad to be infused within me. I now become my solar body of light, allowing for the inclusion of my galactic body of light. I feel my energy shifting from a human form into more of my galactic light body. There are pulses of energy running through my entire system. It seems as if my Earth embodiment is being intermingled with my galactic timelines. As we continue the walk, I feel the purification of what I held within me to be purged through this tunnel of light. We now enter the city of many temples. The city of many temples. I see before me the temple of galactic love. We enter this crystalline structure as I find my place within other galactic beings I have worked with. Lady Benatria of the Palladian Council of Light, with Lord Ephranius of the Arcturian Council of Light, extend their blessings unto me. I feel different and so vibrant within all aspects of myself as Lord Mikos now guides me to the temple of Portho Logos to fully allow my true remembrance as a Lemurian to be acknowledged within me. I am excited for my journey with Lord Mikos, Lord Sananda, and Lord Ashtar, as I prepare to acknowledge a deeper part of me that I have never forgotten to honor within myself. I am that I am that I am. Just take a deep breath. Allow yourself to feel all those energies opening up that galactic frequency of light to assist you with your wisdom of walking upon the earth and embracing your higher ascension process. I'm Reverend Nair, and here is Reverend Milarese.
As we prepare ourselves for the divine energies that we're going to be receiving, we call upon the rays of God to flow through us. Of the blue, the golden yellow, colors upon colors swirling, pink and crystalline, green, gold, and white, ruby red and gold, and the purple violet. Each of these flames come into the central canal and open up the chakras to receive the divine energies. We call upon the seafoam green to open up the thymus and allow the vibration of these energies to go into a higher level. Calling upon our solar angel to fully become one within us. Take a moment to feel that. As in tonight's journey, we are going to allow the expansion of our higher mind to assist us to receive the frequency of light of our higher self, the divine consciousness of all that is, to come fully into our own consciousness of light. Take a moment to expand that within you around you and ground it within your own consciousness as you think about the issue you have been working with. Allow these energies to absorb, be absorbed into it so that you can change it and rise to the level of seeing your divine truth, feeling the blessing of the healing that you're going through, giving you peace, giving you the ability to surrender the lower aspect into the higher aspect you are becoming. We now open up the energies to Lord Adama. Aluna, 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 greetings, my dear souls, initiates. As we gather together to celebrate these energies of which you have experienced within this cycle, allow yourself to fully realize the potential that you are becoming. And to discard any negative thoughts of elements that possibly you did not do as well as you wanted to, or you were being affected by energies, or your physical self is going through transitions that can make you feel not as good as you would like to feel. So that brings me to the subject of accessing your light body more. When you start to allow the light frequencies to come into your chakras, they center into your etheric body, and then they filter into your physical self, mentally and emotionally. And the sensations that you receive in your physical self, and by that I mean your physical body, everything that incorporates within that physical arena. You may have tiredness. You may have irritability. You may have the desire to relax a little bit and allow your body to rest. This is incorporation of the light frequencies coming into your cellular structure. When this happens, it can be very uncomfortable for your physical consciousness because you may not be able to do things as you had done them before. And this can last from an hour or a couple days, depending on what you are grounding into your system and what your intentions represent. The power of your intentions is where all of this stems from. How willing are you to make the necessary changes within yourself through this process? You have to understand that this is planetary ascension. It's the first level, the first seven initiations represent planetary ascension, and it brings forth those divine energies into your physicality. What happens through this process is that you can become uncomfortable because it is a different feeling than you have been feeling previously. And I'm sure each of you have had similar experiences. But the main point is to realize within yourself how much utilizing the rays of God, as we have been working with the green, gold, and white, to fully become the source of your higher mind through your third eye energies, which allows you to accept more light frequency, understanding from a higher consciousness and not your lower self, and that the expansion of your third eye allows for your psychic impressions to go beyond what they were before. It's a vibrancy of light that you are experiencing. So as you go through this process, you must allow it to go deeper into your system. You must acknowledge what you are feeling, because that's how you find your inner truth. When you are honest about the positive and the not so positive energies that you are experiencing, then you are being truthful to your physical consciousness. Because your physical consciousness, your lower self-consciousness, desires to feel better, desires to have these divine energies to come into their system. But it's like any experience, a new experience that one may have, that sometimes they fight that process. So take some time with these energies and realize within yourself, where are you along the scale? Are you just beginning and fighting it intensely? Are you in the middle part where the fight is still there, but the power of the ability to change yourself is stronger? Or do you feel like you are accomplishing everything that you have desired to become? Which opens up more doorways for you to go through a deep healing. I believe that this cycle has been very powerful and has brought in a sense within yourself that you may not have known before. And that means Master Hilarion is doing his due diligence to assist each of you with perseverance and love to help you acknowledge the deeper part of your existence and go through the process. Because now you're ready to accept more. So my message for this evening is to realize within yourself the change has happened and that you are going through the transition from the old self of that element you have been working with and striving more towards the new self of what you desire to be through the effects of this ray guided by Master Hilarion, Encyclopedia in Virginia, and Archangels Raphael and my Mother Mary. Take a moment to give gratitude for their acceptance into your world, as they have been working very diligently to help each of you. To strive to have better understanding within your own consciousness. Aluna, 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 I am Master Adama, Lord Adama, fully assisting you with this process. Let us now open up the energies to travel to the crystalline city of Kefaria. breathing deeply, as now we all gather together in our beautiful Merkabas of the rainbow colors that we brought in. We magnetize through the vortex of light that's going to take us to the area of Greece. This vortex is filled with many spectrums of light, colors upon colors. And as our Merkaba spins through these energies, we arrive at the entranceway above the Aegean Sea. We expand ourselves into the water as now Lord Ashtar assists us. He arrives in our consciousness and he takes us into the core of the sea, deeper into a portal of light, spinning of many colors and lights, feeling these essences coming in many directions. As we arrive within the city, the beautiful fountain of crystalline water that sparkles with many colors, we are met by Lord Mikos, Lord Sananda, Master Hilarion, and the team of the green, golden, white ray, along with Lady Benatria of the Palladian Council of Light and Lord Ephronius of the Arcturian Council of Light, with Cosmic Master Lendus. I, as Lord Ashtar, want to welcome you into the city of Catheria as we step onto a passageway with crystalline flat stones. The vibrancy of this energy is flowing through your body to help you acknowledge the blessings of the city. This city represents the Christed intergalactics coming together in unison, as there are many meetings that are held here of how we as the Galactic Federation can assist you. At this time, your spiritual healing team comes forward from Andromeda, Sirius, Pleiades, Arcturus, and the White Force Healing Team. As we continue to walk through this immense garden, it is like a beautiful dream with exquisite flowing energies. The trees are sparkling with many different colors, representing all of the rays of God. Take a moment and to feel these divine energies as I now extend my energies unto Lord Mikos, our host. Greetings, I am Mikos. Welcome to Catheria. Welcome to the city of many lights. Take a moment and just reflect on how you're feeling within your consciousness, because the light frequencies within this city are very strong. They are at a level that represents the galactic frequency of light. Assisting every soul that comes here to allow themselves to revibrate their bodily systems to the higher levels of the galactic forces, from the 11th dimension all the way up through the 23rd. This city is a very high vibrational city, and I hope that you can feel these vibrations running through your entire systems. We arrive at the tunnel of divine blessings. It is an archway of light frequencies that is actually a chamber to help cleanse and purify your four-body system, allowing you to receive your higher bodies of light. As we walk through this tunnel, you will see there are sparkles of energy, but there's also sprays of crystalline water that sprout up from each side of the tunnel and around at the top. So you receive a very light spray of cleansing water from the sea. It is also filled with the rays of God, and there's light frequencies sparkling all around you as we walk down the crystalline pathway. Remind yourself of what you have been going through and what it is that you need to resurrect within your system so that you can fully allow what you have been experiencing with these energies to come into your pure existence. I, as Lord Nikos and Lord Ashtar and Lord Sananda, walk with you along with your healing team and the Pleiadian Council of Light with the Arcturian Council of Light and Cosmic Master Lendus, Master Hilarion and his team of the green, golden, white ray, Cyclopean Virginia, Raphael and Mother Mary, as the elders bring forth their divine energies of the green, golden, white frequencies to open up avenues within yourself. We also call upon the ray energies of the deep blue violet from the Pleiadians and the Arcturians to be focused upon through this healing tunnel. Allow yourself to feel the vibration with every step that you take. In fact, every step, allow it to be purged into the energies that you walk upon. These energies are very exquisite because they are full of crystalline light. They are full of vibrations of the seawater that brings a purification process to go up through the bottom of your souls and all the way up through your system to your crown area. Allow these vibrations to come through you and within you. As we continue our walk, feel the blessings of Lord Sananda. Arrival of your pure essence is the goal. To allow your soul to assist you in your physical incarnation, and allowing the light frequencies of all that you come from to become of whom you are presently. I, as Lord Sananda, walk with each of you through this transition. When we learn to become more of our galactic self, then the process shifts and changes automatically. This walk is helping you to realize the potential within yourself to become all aspects of the God Source energies. As we continue the walk, I extend the energies unto Mikos once again. Each step that you take now is allowing your four-body system of your physical, your etheric, your emotional, and your mental to be purified. Allow yourself to feel this presently, going to your physical body, and then your etheric body, and then your emotional body, and your mental body, and feel them all working within each other. Preparing you now for your atmic body and your buddhic body of the fourth dimensional energies. So your bodily system is moving out of the third dimension. So the vibrations occurring within your system are going to get higher. As we continue the walk, your monadic body is being opened up, allowing you to step into the fifth dimensional energies. Everything flows with love at this point. Allow that love to come deeper into all aspects of your beingness, into your heart, into the acceptance of all that you are becoming. Because it is your source of light. Now at this point, you should feel yourself getting lighter as the logoic body of the sixth dimension now becomes more active within your full body system, moving into your group soul body. These are all the souls that you work with in the consciousness of your I Am presence, taking you into the seventh dimensional energies. It is also at this point that the holy Kumars are working with you with their rays of God. As now we continue through the tunnel, your group monadic body of the eighth and the ninth dimensions are being more intertwined within you. Feel it in your heart center. Continuing through the tunnel, the vibrations are getting brighter and brighter as you are becoming more connected to what the tunnel represents. The solar body is now being intertwined within your entire auric field. The solar body of Helios and Vesta. The great central sun shining down upon you, blessing you with its energies. Feel that blessing occurring within you as now you're ready to step into your galactic body of light, which is the 11th dimension. Feel the vibration shifting and changing within you and around you. As we step out of the tunnel, and you now feel those divine blessings occurring within you, your vibration is shifting, your thought process is higher, your emotional stability is not challenged any longer. You are the blessing of your solar angel. You are the blessing of allowing your higher self to intertwine more into your consciousness. Feel this now. As we walk through the garden, you now feel a state of oneness with all that you are seeing and hearing and feeling within this city. We of the galactic beings are deeply honored that each of you have come here, that you're participating in these energies and allowing the accessibility of your galactic body of light to assist you. Now, this will assist you in your healing, mentally, emotionally, physically, and etherically. Your chakras are now being charged up with the vibrancy of these energies to a level that you have never experienced before. As now we see we're in the center of the temples, many light temples through different areas. It's still a garden-like setting with walkways to take you to specific temples to assist in the process that one is going through. We now arrive at the Temple of Galactic Love. As we step into the temple, we, the divine beings of light, are assisting you in preparing you for the Temple of Portho Logos. As we step into the temple, the crystalline structure is full of vibrancy, which ignites the power of the divine love. There are streaks of pink and violet and gold flames of light coming across the center of the temple. It's a very simple temple. It's one that doesn't have extra rooms, but is the one of meditative space with a beautiful altar igniting the power of love. And this power of love is received from the God Source, Divine Mother and Father God, and the Office of the Christ, coming down into the altar. It ignites all those flames of the God Source energies. There are benches that one can sit, find your place, and they face the altar. It's very open. There's columns of light, but then there's an openness to the other areas of the center of the temples. As we gather here in these moments, allow yourself to fully feel the blessings of your galactic light body coming into your pure existence. I am Lady Benatria of the Pleiadian Council of Light, extending this blessing unto you. There is nothing more important than the divinity of love for oneself. As you sit here in the Temple of Galactic Love, feel the presence of all Palladians to come into your heart, to relax you, to bless you, to fully allow you to feel the divinity of love to be expressed through all that you are. This is through your breath, through your mind, your heart, your emotions, your feelings. It is in your physiological system. So allow all of this to spin within you to create a new presence of acceptability within yourself. We have the Palladian Council of Light, not just myself, but I am spokes being for the council. Extend unto you our blessings. Extend unto you our love. Extend unto you a part of ourselves to come into your own heart essence. To feel the swirling of the light frequencies to come so deeply within your heart center that there is nothing that you cannot create or achieve, because that is the strength of our history. Hum, hum, now ground this. Hum, I am. We of the Pleiadians bless each of you. I, as Lord Ephronius of the Arcturian Council of Light, extend unto you the power to make the necessary changes. Thank you, Lady Benatria, as she extends that divine love in waves and waves, like being in the ocean. And that is just flowing within you. So now we make the technological changes within your subconscious mind to allow for the integration, the energies of the divinity of love that has been brought to you to make the necessary changes within yourself. There are no more limitations. And I, as Ephronius, say unto you, allow the blessing of unlimited potential to be your mantra, to bring that expression into your heart, to bring it into all that you express within yourself and outside of yourself. I am me, I am me, I am num, num, I am me, I am me. Feel that vibratory process, those thought forms, to come into your conscious mind. As your higher mind is assisting through this process, the opening of the doorway has been created for you to receive. allow the surrendering of the old element to no longer be part of your reality. I am of my new reality. I am grounded within this reality, as what I was before is no longer me, as it does not serve me. And the source of the godliness that I as Lord Ephronius, extend unto you the Arcturian Council of Light to assist you in the changes that you are making, not just mentally, but emotionally, physically. Physical situations within yourself can be healed through the aspect of what we bring unto you. And we extend this to you in these moments. So mote it be. Each of us together, as the Pleiadian and the Arcturian Council of Light, extend unto you the deep blue violet flame to come in to this temple, to be ignited through the flame of this altar, to extend it to all who arrive and visit and reside within this glorious city. All our blessings to each of you. It is Lord Ashtar. Let us now leave the Temple of Galactic Love, arise from your seats, and feel the presence of these energies flowing within you, giving you peace, compassion, persistence, and divine love to flow within you. As now as we step into the garden of the temples, we continue our journey and we go to the temple of Portho Logos. This is the reintegration of your Lemurian essence to be fully acknowledged. Not what happened to you, but the pure essence that represents Lemuria. We walk up the steps and there is water flowing around the entire temple, which is the library of Portho Logos. The structure of the building is crystalline with esoteric energy running through it. It is futuristic. Feel this energy of many colors swirling. The main steps in the middle area entrance are circular. There's an octagonal shift in the heart center where you have been in past lives, an inner plane between lifetimes. Let us heal all that process. The central area is an atrium with a beautiful fountain, greenery. There's butterflies and elementals in the air. And feel the blessing of these energies. There are crystalline panes that look like windows, but they're a reflection of our inner selves. We walk around a circular hallway into a magnificent room. And we can feel the heavens of all the dimensions in this viewing room. It is called the communication of divine beingness. All energies come into wholeness as we find a place to sit in a semicircle energy of crystalline light around us. Your soul essence is now experiencing a part of you that has not been revealed previously. Please find your place, and we open up the energies once again. Blessings and love to each of you. I am Master Hilarion. I am deeply honored to be here in Catharia with everyone. It's a new experience for me, but it is also very familiar. I bet it feels familiar to you too, because that's what this city represents, bringing the secrets that have been lodged away, that are beautiful, that need to be revealed. Let us take a moment and to feel the energies of this temple. Allow your divine essence to fully come within you as we sit across from a screen. And within that screen is the blessing of your pure essence of light. Imagine that you are walking through a garden, and that's on the screen right now, in Lemuria. And within this essence, there's no negative energies. It's just the blessing that you experience of being a Lemurian. It is pure and simple. It is a blessing beyond all blessings for you to experience in a new defining manner. Allow that to come to you now as it comes off of the screen and it becomes you. This is allowing your presence of your Lemurian heritage to come more into the consciousness of all that you are. And some may say, well, I'm not really that connected to Lemuria. All souls are connected to Lemuria. They may not have had long lifetimes, but it is part of the experience of the consciousness of all that is. And feel that coming into your heart center. I, as Master Hilarion, being the keeper of opening up secrets, I want you to reveal this to yourself presently. Feel the beauty. Feel the compassion, feel the love, feel the ability to communicate, feel the ability to love, feel the ability to feel pain, but to get over it through the divine love essence that you are. It's a flowing light energy and allows you to expand all things that have deemed inappropriate or negative in your world presently. And just fill that energy into your heart right now. As you see it through your third eye, it comes into your third eye, and your third eye is expanded down. Now it comes into the core of your beingness with your heart center. And say unto yourself, I am the beauty of my soul's essence, and I allow this beauty to shine through all that I experience. I allow it to come into my heart. I expand it within my thoughts and my feelings, and I walk with it. I walk with this beauty that I am. I am Master Hilarion here to assist. We open up the energies to King Ra and Queen Rana Mu, representing the Agarthian Council of Light. Be still, dearest ones. Be still and hold this memory to become a reality in your consciousness that you are. Allow yourself to walk with what you are receiving. It is real. What you are giving unto yourself. Do not put it aside, because this is the strength and the courage that is blessed with the love that you desire to be. We, representing the Agarthian Council of Light, are very appreciative of your hard work and showing us what it is like on the upper earth. But now we show you what it is like to fully be a Lemurian, to work together, to play together, and even disagree at many times. But we love each other extensively through this blessing of love. Thank you for arriving unto this walk. And then we ask Cosmic Master Lendus to bring forth a short invocation. I am Lendus. Allow yourself just to receive the blessing to always connect with your monadic body of light. In this moment, you are connecting to your galactic body of light. Allow all of these bodies to spin within each other as you become the focus of your monad. Holy Nani, I am me. Holy Nani, breathing deeply, feel the difference within your full body system. I am Cosmic Master Lindus. It is I, Lord Ashtar, once again. It is time for us to leave the city of Katharia and Porthologus. But there's many hours we could spend together to assist you to fully become more of a reality check of whom you truly are instead of what you think that you are. As we leave the communication room and we walk outside of the room through the hallway, we step through the main area of the temple. Remind yourself what this feels like. As we step once again into the garden with the center of all the temples, we gather together for a Merkaba vehicle of light. Lord Adama is with us and all these beautiful beings that are working with you. We now move out of the energies of the city of Katharia, moving upwards through the sea and out into the atmosphere. As now we move our Merkaba back to the consciousness of all that you were previously into your own physical location, separating yourself from this core vehicle we have created. It has been my pleasure as the Lord Ashtar to be part of these energies. Thank you for including me. I hope your visit to Catharia was very beneficial for you. All my love. I, as Lord Ashtar, just want to say, utilize this energy to bring in those remembrances. And the more remembrances that you have, the easier you will be on yourself and others. Aluna, Aluna, Aluna.
Just take a deep breath. Allow your highest consciousness to bring those energies down, to be grounded fully within you, moving all those frequencies of light through your root and earth star into the center of the earth, allowing Gaia to feel them. And then bring that up, set that fifth dimensional divine intent. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We'll close off with 3 alms together. Thank you, everyone, for being with us.
Many blessings.